Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, You know what it is, right? Yeah. Here we go. Elder Primos on the flow. Music. Yeah, I know what it is.
You can use the tweet.
I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Like I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
You think elder just extra? You think I do the most?
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Still you told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic in the church flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing.
Yeah.
You just extra.
Yeah.
You need to stop.
Yeah.
You need to get out that prayer line
and get a job.
He ain't hearing from God
now.
He just being lazy. That's what he's smoking on. They got him going crazy, but still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Write it down now.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this.
What?
That I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Ordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He will feel it. Nothing I do no more is fight the dough. Nothing I do no more is for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the stone. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the show.
Listen,
start with it. Yup, so ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G.O.D., because he got my back.
He do
it. Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track.
He
I bet you rewind it,
I will,
and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable, cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know.
Word.
I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. Yeah. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Extra lyrical, you just a mini, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary. I'm just being ordinary. Tell me, I'm just being ordinary.
And we about it up.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God this morning for everybody who has called in this morning, everybody who has tuned in on this morning. We want to thank everybody for choosing the Anointed Truth of Christ worldwide and uncensored. We are your host, Elder Andre Prevost and
Aisha Prevost.
Amen. And we are definitely blessed to be on the line on this morning. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first, Lord, we just want to come before you and tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name once again, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, for giving us the privilege, Lord, of speaking your word. Lord, open up our ears and our minds so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on this morning. Lord, we bind and we rebuke any work of the enemy. Hallelujah. Any distraction, hallelujah, that's trying to prohibit us from receiving this word on this morning. And Lord, we just want to tell you once again that we thank you, that we love you, and Lord, we appreciate you for each and everything that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and amen. Praise God on this morning. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to thank God for each and every person who's called in, everybody tuned in out there. Hallelujah on Facebook Live. Amen. Before we get into the lesson, we want y'all to know the lesson is Job chapter 2 on this morning. Praise God. We did. We started out with Job chapter 1 on yesterday. Praise God. But before, hallelujah, amen, we get into the word, we want to open up the phone lines real quick. If there's somebody on the line today that has a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, we want to give you the opportunity to put that on the throne of grace at this time. Amen. So if there's one with a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, feel free at this time.
Good morning.
Amen. Good morning, First Lady.
How are you all today?
Good.
Blessed.
And we miss you guys. I'm here. I miss you guys.
Amen. We miss you too. Praise God.
Yes. And I just want to thank God for another day, you know. All this stuff going around, we got to thank God for another day, for keeping us safe and keeping the head of protection around his people. And I just want to thank and praise him. And y'all just have a blessed day to continue out this day.
Amen. We thank God. We thank God for First Lady Rebecca on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we miss y'all too. Amen. We'll be glad when all this is over with. Praise God.
Amen.
Do we have another testimony on the line on this morning?
Well, all things, all glory to God, Pastor. This is Darrell. I just came from the doctors this morning. You know, he's a surgeon and all. He looked at my arm, and, I ain't really want to go through no surgery. But he said he can give me a shot, and he thinks this might heal on its own. And I'm going to take that good report. I'm trying to tell you right now. You know, I'm going to trust God regardless. No matter what, I'm going to trust God and go forward with God because I believe God, everything to his purpose, to his will. And I give him glory and honor in everything because my Lord, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father. He's so good to me. But I'm going to take this good report, and I'm going on with the Lord. I'm trusting in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for Brother Darrell on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Look what he said. Amen. He said he didn't want to go through surgery. Hallelujah. Amen. And the doctor told him he ain't got to go through it. Praise God, and we receive that in the name of Jesus that it's going to heal on its own. Hallelujah, amen. So we thank God for that good report on the day. Hallelujah, we receive it in the name of Jesus, and we claim it. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank God, hallelujah, for Brother Darrell this morning. We thank God for First Lady Rebecca on this morning. Praise God, and we're going to go ahead and get into the word on this morning. Like I said, we're coming out of Job chapter 2. Praise God. Just to give y'all a recap of what we went over yesterday, praise God, hallelujah. We learned from the book of Job, hallelujah, amen, about Job's character, the kind of person he was, hallelujah, amen. The King James called him a perfect and upright individual, one that feared God and eschewed evil, hallelujah. Another version, amen, called him blameless, a man of complete integrity that feared God and stayed away from evil. Praise God, hallelujah. So we established the character, the moral character of this man, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And then we established that, hallelujah, while he was just living his life, hallelujah, amen, praise God, there was a meeting. I call it an employee meeting. Hallelujah, amen. It says, amen, that the sons of God came before the throne of God. Hallelujah. And Satan came with them. Praise God. And God asked him, where have you been? He said, to and fro. He said, have you considered, hallelujah, my servant Job? Praise God. Hallelujah. And in this version, it says, have you noticed my servant Job? Praise God. In which God basically, hallelujah, commands or gives permission to Satan, hallelujah, to tempt Job. How does he tempt Job? The way he tempts a lot of us today, through our possessions, hallelujah, through our family members, through losing somebody. A lot of people are losing loved ones to death today due to the coronavirus. A lot of people are losing their possessions due to the coronavirus, praise God. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of people experiencing what Job is going through in this text right here today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We spoke to Brother Jeff yesterday who recently lost his daughter. Hallelujah. Amen. And we keep him lifted up in prayer. Praise God. So this is something that exists not just in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just in the Bible. Amen. The God told us yesterday that he wants us to be able to relate to the characters in the Word of God, that they went through what we're going through. Hallelujah, amen. And like Paul said, the Word of God is the edification of the saints, so that we will have the knowledge of they went through this. This is how they got through it. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that after God gave Satan the permission or whatever, hallelujah, amen, that his everything was going regular. His sons and daughters was partying at the house, at their house, praise God, amen. And then messengers began to come saying one business then got destroyed and all of the workers, then another business got destroyed, hallelujah, and all of the workers. And a lot of us can handle losing our material things. And I imagine Job could as well, because he's a man of God. He had God with him, hallelujah, amen. And a lot of us can handle losing our material things and our financial things and our materialistic things, hallelujah. But at least he still had his kids. But then another messenger came to wrap the day up. This all happened in one day. He lost everything in one day. They came and said the kids then got killed also. They said, amen, that the wind came and a tornado came, basically, and they were killed in the tornado. Praise God, hallelujah. And the way Job reacted, hallelujah, at the end of chapter 1, as it said, hallelujah, amen. In verse 20, it said, Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Hallelujah, praise God. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in verse 22, it says, in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly, accused God foolishly. Through everything he went through, hallelujah, he sinned not, he didn't curse God. As a matter of fact, he worshiped God in his grief. Hallelujah, praise God. See, when he shaved his head and he ripped his clothing, that was a sign of his grief. Hallelujah. But while he was grieving, he was yet worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Using what we call, I like to call this biblical logic. Hallelujah. Biblical, like we got logic in the world. Hallelujah. This is biblical logic here. He says, naked I came out of my mother's womb. Hallelujah. And naked I'm going to leave here. Praise God. Logically, ain't none of this mine, no way. Logically, I came in this world broke. Hallelujah. Logically, I'm going to leave broke. Hallelujah. Amen. None of this means anything. Hallelujah. In the end. Praise God. He had that understanding even in his grief. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you want to recap off of yesterday or anything? Praise God. Amen. So when we go to chapter 2, hallelujah, amen, we don't really know how much time has passed. But some time has passed. It might have been a day, 2 days, a week, a month. We don't know how much time, hallelujah, has passed. But it says in verse 1, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came along with them to present himself before the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God, for the evidence that he's still employed by God. Hallelujah, amen. A lot of people want to put God and the devil against each other, but you can't put a manager versus an employee. Hallelujah, you can't put a creator versus a creation. Hallelujah, praise God. All he did was lose his positions as an archangel and became what we call the tempter. Satan, the devil, Beelzebub, praise God, hallelujah, amen. He came to present himself before God. He came to show his work to God. This is another employee meeting going on. Hallelujah, praise God. And he got the sons of God, he getting them together. Hallelujah, amen. And they came to present themselves, hallelujah, to the Lord. Because I want you to really think about this. If Satan was God's enemy, wouldn't these two times be a good opportunity for God to kill him, to seize him, hallelujah, to imprison him, to stop him? Because this is what we want God to do. We want God to stop the enemy. Praise God, hallelujah. But wouldn't this be a good opportunity to do that? Hallelujah, but he didn't do that. Hallelujah, amen. It says, when he presented himself to the Lord, verse 2, the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Now, see, the first argument, I want to go back and tell you what God's first argument was. He said, hallelujah, hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in earth, a perfect and upright man that feareth God and escheweth evil. Hallelujah. This was his first description before he lost his money, his businesses, and his family. Hallelujah, praise God. This is before the trial came. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Now the trial has come. Hallelujah. And now listen to the argument. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, have thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. Hallelujah, praise God. I want y'all to listen to what God just said about, first I want you to hear what he said again about Job. Hallelujah. Even though Job went through all these things, his character is still the same. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, and still he holdeth fast to his integrity. Hallelujah. He has not let his situation or his circumstances, hallelujah, determine his actions or his mindset or his well-being. Praise God, hallelujah. He, praise God, hallelujah, despite what he's going through, God said, hold it fast. This is what God was saying. Hold it fast to his integrity. Hallelujah. And he said, although you move me to go against him. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said. You move me to go against him. This further tells us that the enemy has no power. The power that we are giving the enemy is not there. Hallelujah, it is an imaginary power that we give him, because in another scripture, God said, if I set up the heavens, if I send the pestilence among my people, if I send the locusts and the canker worms to eat up your crops, hallelujah, praise God, then is my people who are called by my name. Hallelujah, praise God. See, we give Satan the power to do stuff to us that he does not have the power to do. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Nor was it his idea. God suggested us. Hallelujah. Has you considered Andre? Have you considered Aisha? Have you considered Daryl? Hallelujah. Have you considered Rebecca? Have you considered them? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And that's one thing we got to we have to understand what's going on in the spirit realm, how much confidence God has in us, that he is willing to throw our names in the bowl, throw our names in the hat. And he know if you pull that name out, Satan, hallelujah, amen, no matter what you do, hallelujah, no matter what you suggest, hallelujah, amen, that person will not curse my name. That person will worship me through hell or high water. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Hallelujah. See, in chapter 1, he said, you can touch everything but him. Hallelujah. All his possessions, his family, but don't touch him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God, so Satan says, skin for skin. Yea, all that man has will he give his life for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone. Hallelujah. See, he's telling God to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he don't have the what? The power to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, but put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand. Hallelujah, but save his life. Hallelujah, amen. Don't touch his life. And went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Hallelujah. And he took him, hallelujah, a posture and scraped himself with them, and he sat among the ashes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then, I'm going too far. Let me stop right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God, amen, dropped the hedge from around his body. First, it's levels to this. It is a hedge around his entire estate. He dropped that. Praise God. Allowed Satan to take all of that from him. Hallelujah. Now he's saying, let me mess with his health. Hallelujah. See, the devil is a cunning individual. He's not going to stop. His job is to try to find any and every way to attack you. Hallelujah. If this don't work, I'm going to try this. Hallelujah. Not now, since losing all your money and your family ain't get you to curse God. Hallelujah. What if I cause a sickness to come in your body? Hallelujah. Praise God. We got cancer survivors on the line. Praise God. Amen. That was God allowing sickness to enter your body. Because the enemy was saying, if you allow this to happen to them, hallelujah, if you allow Brother Daryl to get sick, he will curse you to his face. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But there was an integrity that God knew you had. Otherwise, we wonder why people walk around here and don't get sick. Hallelujah. They don't get sick. They live in prosperous lives and they just as evil. Hallelujah. Amen. We think they some fake Christians. We call them church folks. Hallelujah. They out in the world just doing all sorts of evil, and it looks to us like they're prospering. And the truth is, God ain't got no trust in them. Hallelujah. God ain't got no faith in them. Hallelujah. So I got to keep at least $20 in your pocket, because if you get below $19.99, you will curse me to my face. Lord, have mercy. You can't even catch a cold. Hallelujah. I got to keep you healthy. Hallelujah. Because when Satan comes along, amen, your name ain't on the list for me to offer up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you will fail the test. In other words, the only reason why they still in the condition they in is because God say they'll make me look bad. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, you got to understand, you make God look good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you praise him, amen, throughout. hallelujah, your predicament throughout our circumstances. Praise God. I like the way First Lady Rebecca says. She says she ain't in remission. She healed. Hallelujah. She don't believe in no remission, because when you're in remission, that means you're in a place where it might come back. You're not really healed. You just like is laying dormant. No, no, no. She said, I claim healing in the name of Jesus, because the word of God says by his stripes, hallelujah, I am healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So Satan attacked his body. Hallelujah. Amen. Put balls on him from the, it says from the sole of his foot, the bottom of your foot. You ever had a cord on the bottom of your foot? Hallelujah. Some of us got cords on the bottom of our feet right now. Hallelujah. Amen. We hate, that's why we ain't on the usher board. Praise God, because we got bad feet. Hallelujah. Well, imagine your feet being covered with balls all around, all over your feet, at the bottom of your feet, all of your legs, in your thighs, in your private areas. Hallelujah. Balls all in your belly button, under your armpits. Hallelujah. In your ears and on the top of your head, you are covered from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Hallelujah. In pain. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, amen, that he withdrew himself, hallelujah, and sat down among the ashes. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. The ashes show that he was still in that depressed grief mode that we go through. Hallelujah. So it ain't like he ain't feeling it emotionally. Don't get it twisted. When you go through, you're going to feel it emotionally. That's why he said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You're going to feel it emotionally, but you got to ignore your emotions. You got to fight your feelings. Hallelujah, because I said it before and I say it again, your faith ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. As a matter of fact, hallelujah, your feelings most of the time are going to contradict your faith. Look at Job's faith. Does his faith, hallelujah, not contradict what he's going through? He's in ashes, sackcloth and ashes. That means he's depressed. That means he's mourning. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But yet he's praising God. He's worshiping God. Hallelujah. Me looking at him, I'd be tripping right now. Brother, you okay? Hallelujah. You need to talk about it, because you crying, hallelujah, out praising God. Hallelujah, Hosanna. But I'm looking at your situation. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But this is the attitude we have to have. This is the way we need to be also. Hallelujah. When we go through our situations, we need to praise God in it. Hallelujah. That's the only way we're going to get through it, is if we praise God in it. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, amen. Then his wife said unto him, thou still retain thine integrity? Hallelujah. Curse God and die. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when I first read this, I thought she was being, you know, smart or snobby or whatever. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when I did a little bit more research on this, hallelujah, it was believed that if you curse God, that you would die. Like instantly, the second you curse God, it was believed in this time that you would die that very second. So what the wife is suggesting, hallelujah, is with everything that you are going through, hallelujah, why don't you end it all? Hallelujah, why don't you curse God? Why don't you do a euthanasia on yourself? Hallelujah, amen, that assisted suicide. Hallelujah, just curse God and end it all. Why continue to suffer the way you're suffering? Hallelujah, amen. Why not just curse God and get it over with? Hallelujah, why put yourself through that? And you got to understand what this is saying for a wife, because as a wife, that would make her a widow. They already ain't got no more money or anything. Hallelujah, her value would be depleted because she has no children. Amen. So she's willing to be on her own. Hallelujah, amen, without any support, amen, without a husband, she would be worthless, amen, to see her husband not suffer the pain that he's in. This is actually a compassionate plea from her, from the wife. Hallelujah, amen. Just, baby, I hate to see you suffering the way you're suffering. Hallelujah. And in her compassion, he says, verse 10, but he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. Now you're talking like the people in the world, baby. Hallelujah, praise God. Now you're sounding like the people in the world. You should go and end it and get it over with. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, you should go and euthanize yourself. Hallelujah, amen. And he says, what shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In this, in all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So with all this, Job still didn't curse God. He still didn't sin, hallelujah, with his lips. You know how some of us will be, you know, this. I ain't got time for this. Hallelujah. You know the words we use when we ain't in church and ain't no church folks around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So he told his wife, look, hallelujah. Basically, this reminds me of the other scripture. It rains on the just and the unjust alike. Hallelujah, amen. He said, I'm not immune, amen, to the cares of this world. Hallelujah, praise God. He basically saying, baby, this is life. Hallelujah. You got to take the good. We always say the good with the bad. Praise God. But the Bible says we got to take the good with the evil. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, praise God. And he said, with all this, Job did not sin with everything that he's going through. Praise God. He still did not sin. It said he did not sin with his lips. He couldn't sin with his body. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because he was too afflicted. Hallelujah. To sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we go down to verse 11, hallelujah. You ever been through something and your people come to see you? Hallelujah. Amen. It says, now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that had came upon him, they came, everyone from his own place. Hallelujah. Ephaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Nomathite, and they had made an appointment together to come down and mourn with him and comfort him. Hallelujah. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept and rent everyone his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads towards heaven. Hallelujah. When they saw him from afar off, they were picture this, you driving up. Hallelujah. You see somebody sitting in a wheelchair on the curb in front of Job's house. Hallelujah, amen. And you see this person, you like, who is this in front of Job's house? And the closer you get, you realize that's Job. Praise God, hallelujah. They didn't recognize who he was. That's how bad, how afflicted he was. Boils from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah. Not to mention the emotional distress he had been through. When you go through emotional stress, that weighs on your body also. Hallelujah. That weighs on the way you look also. Hallelujah. And he had lost everything. His family, his money. Now his body is infected with these boils. Hallelujah. Amen. And they when they saw him, they ripped their clothes. They went into mourning. They went into grief mode. Hallelujah. They put ashes upon their head. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they began to mourn because of the condition they friend was in. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 13, so they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him. For they saw his grief was very great. You ever been in contact with somebody and they were in so much grief you didn't even have the words? You didn't know what to say. Hallelujah. You didn't know what to say at that funeral. Hallelujah, amen. You didn't know what to say at that hospital. You didn't know what to say when that person lost their job, when that person got their divorce, when that person lost their family member. You didn't know what to say. All you could do was sit there. Hallelujah, praise God. There were no words that they could even have to express, amen, the grief that he was going through. What they going to say, how's it going? Hallelujah, they can clearly see. Hallelujah, amen, that Job was going through it. Hallelujah, he was going through it all. Hallelujah, amen, because he was chosen by God. Hallelujah, amen. And no doubt, praise God, before we go any further, no doubt, people not going to understand your situation from the outside looking in. Hallelujah, amen. They're not gonna. In these times, this was believed that if you were sick, you sinned. If you was broke, you were sinning. If whatever kind of hardship that could fall upon you was the result of sin. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus had to come and tell us everything ain't because of sin. Some things are so the glory of God can be manifested into this day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody, you know, everybody, perfect example, everybody that get lung cancer didn't smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. So how did they, who smoked the cigarettes? Was it their mama? No, they mama smoking cigarettes wouldn't give them lung cancer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And they haven't smoked, so how did they get it? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And how were they cured from it? Hallelujah, amen. How did that happen? Because so God can be manifested. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. That's why some of us were on the path that we were on. Hallelujah, the wrong path. Hallelujah. So when we got on the right path, it could be, could nobody do that but God?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Look at where Job is at right now. Hallelujah, amen. If this were one of us, we'd be ready to give up. Hallelujah. If one of us might have took our wives' advice and cursed God and died and gone and get it over with. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. There was a time in my life, I didn't want to be here anyway. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I'd rather go to heaven than to be here. I don't know who would rather be here than be in heaven. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But Job, praise God, held tight to his integrity. Hallelujah. Amen. He held fast to the word of God. Hallelujah. He stayed on that. Hallelujah. He didn't differentiate from it. No matter, his wife was close. If anybody can persuade you to curse God, it would be your wife. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, your wife can persuade you to do some stuff you wouldn't do. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. They have that kind of effect on us. Hallelujah. But he looked at us and said, "Nah, girl, you tripping. You tripping." Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not about to do that. I am not about to curse God and die. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, with all this, he did not sin.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I just want to, emphasize on the part, you know, Joe. You know, like you said, Job was a man of integrity, a blameless man. He was a man of God, and he feared God. But yet he was still, you know, stuff was still happening to him, like Elder was said, like, God reigns on the unjust and the just alike, you know. And sometimes, you know, when we're going through stuff, we, you know, like I said yesterday, we, you know, we're conditioned to think that, oh, something I might have done. Amen, hallelujah. But, you know, like Elder said, you know if you done something wrong or you done something evil. And you know if you're a person and you ain't done nothing and you've been blameless before the Lord. You know. And Job is one of those people that was blameless before the Lord, but he was still going through. You know, I like what Peter said. You know, Peter said that it's better for us to suffer for righteousness' sake than to suffer for our own wrongdoings. Amen, hallelujah. See, the both look the same. A person who's going through for what they did to themselves and a person who's going through for righteousness' sake, it looks the same. both go through the same thing, but it's better to go through it knowing that you didn't do anything wrong, knowing that you are in the will of God, knowing that you are suffering for righteousness' sake. Amen, hallelujah. It's better to go through, you know, knowing that you ain't done nothing wrong, because you're going to go through something. But do you want to go through something because of what you did, which comes with, you know, condemnation, depression? It comes with all these thoughts because of you knowing that you put yourself through it. Or would you rather go through it for God, with God, knowing, and you without having to worry? Or without having to have the thoughts that, oh, I must have done something wrong, or going into a depression, or beating yourself up because you knew that what you did was wrong? Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And, you know, we got to get up our mind. People go through something, you know, but, you know, I can speak for myself. I'd rather go through it with God, with a clear conscience, knowing that, you know, this is all for God's glory. You know, this is all for righteousness. For something that I did to my own self.
Amen. Praise God. I look at that. This should bring us some solidarity there, some peace, some comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Because a lot of times when we're going through something, the enemy going to tell you, like First Lady was saying, you deserve this. It's something you did. You sowed this seed. Hallelujah. But like we were saying, you know if you sowed that seed or not. Hallelujah. You know if you done stabbed somebody in the back before, when you get stabbed in the back. You know if that's something that you reaping from something you sowed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus told us repeatedly, and we ignore that he said it, believe it or not. Hallelujah. It's impossible to believe, but offenses will come. Hallelujah. But woe to the one who brings the offense. Hallelujah. In other words, when the offenses come, you don't sow offense. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if you sow offense, you just sow the seed. Hallelujah. That's why you sow mercy. That's why you sow grace. Hallelujah. That's why you sow compassion. Praise God. Hallelujah. That way, amen, when somebody offends you and you sow grace back, you sow mercy back, you sow compassion back, you just planted a seed of mercy, grace, and compassion, and that's what you're going to reap when you flip out one day. Hallelujah. Don't act like you don't never flip out. Hallelujah. Don't act like you don't never do wrong when somebody does wrong to you. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You ain't never stepped on my body's foot. Hallelujah. But I stepped on your foot, you want to knock me out. Praise God. And wonder why everybody want to fight you everywhere you go for everything you do, because that's what you sow. Hallelujah. But look at what Job has sown. Hallelujah. Job has sowed integrity. Hallelujah, amen. Job has sowed faith. Hallelujah, praise God. In the midst of his situation, he was still sowing faith. Hallelujah, amen. Let's go a little bit further. Hallelujah, amen. When we go to verse 3, hallelujah, amen. It says, remember in verse 13, it was saying, I mean chapter 3, verse 1. Hallelujah, but in chapter 2, verse 13, it was saying they sat down for 7 days and nobody said a word to each other. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And then it says in chapter 3, after this, opened Job his mouth and cursed this day. Hallelujah, amen. And Job spake and said, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man child conceived. Hallelujah. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let the darkness. Now look, understand, Job is venting right now. Hallelujah. This is a process we all go through. God say he wants us to see the process. We all go through this. Hallelujah. Yeah. At first the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Yeah, I lost that job, but I know the Lord gonna bless me with another one. I ain't worried. Yeah, I don't feel good. It's illness in my body, but I believe God, hallelujah, to heal me. That's where we start off. Praise God, hallelujah. But look, after 7 days, Job just sitting there, hallelujah. You know, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. There's no doubt the enemy has been out in his ear. Hallelujah. It'd be better if you never been born. Hallelujah, amen. God shouldn't even regarded you. Hallelujah, praise God. It was a waste of time. Hallelujah, you ain't accomplished nothing. Hallelujah, don't nobody love you. Hallelujah, praise God. All these things, hallelujah, no doubt, we know they're going through Job's mind because they're coming out of his mouth. Hallelujah, amen. But he was careful. I noticed he was careful not to curse God. He cursed everything about himself. Hallelujah, praise God. And that's still not good. Hallelujah, but that's how we feel sometimes. But notice the friends. Hallelujah, amen. Let me read a little bit further. Hallelujah, a little bit more of what he said. Let the darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come to the number of the months. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day who are ready to rise up their morning. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it be, he is just depressed like right now. He's just, oh my God, hallelujah, let thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither it see the dawning of the day, because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from my eyes. Why died, hallelujah, I'm not from the womb. Why didn't I die as a baby? Hallelujah, amen. Why didn't my mama have an abortion? Hallelujah, praise God. Why did not I give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Hallelujah. Why did the knees prevent me? Or why the breast that I should suck? I should have lain still and been quiet. I should have slept. Then I had been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, which built the desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold who filled their houses with silver, or as a hidden untimely birth. I had not been as infants which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, if I've been dead, at least I've been laid to rest with the kings. They honor dead babies is what he's saying. I would have had more honor as a dead baby, hallelujah, than I would now in the current condition I'm in. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the man continues to go on, hallelujah, about how depressed his life is. Hallelujah, praise God. And nobody as yet, hallelujah, then cut him off or hallelujah, amen. They let him talk for a little while. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to skip ahead here to chapter 4. Hallelujah. In chapter 4, praise God, this is when the friends start talking. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Then it says, then Eliphaz, the Temanite, answered and said, if we essay to commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden him that was fallen, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now that it has come upon thee, thou hast fainted and touchest thee, and thou art troubled. Let me translate to what he said. You done got up here and preached his word. You done laid hands on people. Hallelujah. Amen. You done healed people. You done told people to have faith. But now that it's on you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now that you're going through something. Hallelujah. Now you got a different attitude about it. But when it was me, I was supposed to have faith. Hallelujah. I was supposed to trust God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He said, hallelujah, is this not thy fear? Hallelujah. Thy confidence, thy hope, thy uprightness of thy ways? Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't this what you taught us? Hallelujah, amen, to hold my head up high, to stick my chest out. Hallelujah, even when I'm going through something, even when I'm sticking my body, even when my finances ain't right, ain't you preached to me? Hallelujah, amen, praise God. You encouraged me when I was going through. Hallelujah, but now that it's on you. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Amen. Now that it's on you, praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 70 said, remember, I pray thee, whoever perish, being innocent, or where the righteous cut off, even as I have seen that thou plow iniquity. And so wickedness reap the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. But by the blast of God, they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils, they are consumed. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is he saying? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what he's saying. He's saying, praise God, you preach to me. Hallelujah. He said, remember when I asked you, whoever perished being innocent? Hallelujah, amen. You told me that those who plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. So we always say when you're going through something, God is always trying to get you to go to the next level, but he's always trying to get you to see something. He's trying to show you something about yourself. Hallelujah, amen. And this is something the Lord's just revealing right now. Hallelujah. Job, hallelujah, amen. Eliphaz is telling Job what Job said to him. You told me that people who sow evil reap evil. Hallelujah, amen. So you could only be going through something. According to what you told me, you could only be going through something because you did something. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. So could God have been trying to get Job to see, hallelujah, amen, judge not, yet ye be judged by the same measure that you judge others, the Father in heaven will also judge you? Because you have taught, if you going through something, you must have did something. Now, Job, you going through something. Hallelujah, so what did you do? Hallelujah, praise God. Now, I've heard this preached before, and I heard them get mad at the how dare they accuse Job when Job was upright and upstanding, because this is what Job taught. Hallelujah, this is what you taught me, Pastor. Hallelujah, so when I see you going through something, Pastor, the first thing that goes through my mind is, what did you do? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. When your finances ain't right, what did you do? Hallelujah, amen. When you're in sickness in your body, what did you do? Because you told me, hallelujah, amen, by the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils they are consumed. Hallelujah, praise God, that he devours those that do evil. Hallelujah, amen, that he puts them through harmful tribulation. And that, to me, it looks like you going through that tribulation. So, Job, what did you do? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I just go so you know that, you know, our understanding is like is not all the way there of how God is doing things and is operating in the earth. You know, like you said, like you know, basically we got preachers out there, they preach, you know, if you're going through something, it must be because of something you've done. But that's not the case, as we can see. That's not the case for everybody. We don't know. We can't look in a person's life and decide that, oh, they must be doing something, or they must be doing something that this is happening to them. We don't know what's happening to them, happening to them. Amen, hallelujah. That's not, like you were saying yesterday, that's not that's not our place to judge. That's God's place. Amen. Hallelujah. He called us to pray. He called us to love one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Not judge. You know, if you see a brother and sister, you know, in a crisis, help them out. You know, God brought it to your attention for a reason. You know, he ain't bringing it to your attention for you to judge their situation based off of, you know, if they sinning or not. He called you. He called us to love our brothers and our sisters. And I just feel like this is showing us, this is opening our understanding and our eyes up to something. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, maybe we can get ourselves from under condemnation of feeling like, oh, I must have done something. Or we can release that brother or sister from condemnation from the rocks you throwed at them because you thought you knew their situation. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's not for us to judge. Hallelujah. Like she said, it's for us to assist, to help. Hallelujah, amen. But God is using Job's friends to point out something about him. You've been misjudging people, Job. Hallelujah. Remember, amen, in the first chapter, Job said, I make these sacrifices to God for my children because my children might have sinned in their heart against God. Now, he don't know that his children sinned in their heart against God. He's assuming that they did. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Job, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. From the perspective I'm seeing it right now, has a problem, hallelujah, with judging people. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Simply because of what his friend Eliphaz is saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When we drop down to verse 12, it says, now a thing that was secretly brought to me in my ear received a little reproof in thoughts from the vision of the night when deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me and trembling, which made my bones shake. When a spirit passed before my face and the hair of my flesh stood up, it stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. And an image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? And shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants and in his angels. He charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundations in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. They are destroyed from the morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Doth not their excellency, which in them go away, they die even without wisdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What is he saying in all that? Hallelujah. Amen. When he got to verse 17, he says, shall mortal man be more just than God? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In other words, shall a man be more pure than his maker? Hallelujah, amen. In other words, you think you're just, this is the way I'm hearing it, praise God, you think that you're just that holy, Job. This is what he's saying to Job. You think you're just that holy. You think you're just that righteous that you have the right to judge people. Hallelujah. Are you more holier than God? Are you more righteous than God? Hallelujah, amen, that you get to judge and get to comment off of other people's situations. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Well, how does it read in verse 17? Chapter, let me see, verse 17 here. Hallelujah. Can a mortal be more just and upright before God? Can a person be more pure than their creator? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. He's saying it, and he's saying this is the truth that was given to me. In other words, hallelujah, I don't know how we missed this. I've never heard this, but he got a revelation is what he's saying. He's saying a spirit came to him and said, hallelujah, amen, that a man cannot be more just or more righteous or more upright than their creator. Hallelujah, amen. He wouldn't be saying this if this did not pertain to Job. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's saying, I got a revelation from God, Job. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. That you thought you were holier than thou. Praise God. Yeah, you were just. Yeah, you were upright. You followed all the rituals. No, you didn't do no evil. You didn't cuss nobody out. You did all of this, hallelujah, but you were judging others. You were telling us that if we were going through, it's because we did something wrong. Well, now you going through, Job. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I think I'm gonna pause it right there. Hallelujah, amen. And elaborate on the fact that, hallelujah, amen, the judgment of seeing, the thing about seeing what, when you're going through a situation, God is trying to get you to see something within yourself that you can't see. Hallelujah, amen. And he only allowed the enemy, he only allowed Satan, he suggested Job. He suggested Job because he had confidence in him, he had faith in him, but he said it's also I need to get Job to the next level. So see, you're looking at Job, you think he on the top level, but I need to get him to the next level spiritually, hallelujah, because he's thinking that his righteousness is what got him what he got. Hallelujah, amen. Because if he's saying evil produces evil, then he's thinking that the good that he's doing is where his blessings is coming from. Hallelujah. When the Bible tells us our righteousness is like filthy rags. Hallelujah, amen. We need, when we're going through something, God is trying to get us to see something about us, not about the enemies that came and attacked us, not about our friends that have come to minister to us, because we get mad at our friends. Hallelujah. I've been on both ends. I've been the friend, and I've been the one that got mad at my friend. Hallelujah. Why? Because you came and told me the truth, and I didn't want to hear the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't want to hear that God is trying to show me something. No, God is trying to show y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all the ones need to get it right. Hallelujah, amen. Y'all the ones need to quit lying and stealing and cheating. Y'all, it's about y'all. And God say, no, it's about you. Hallelujah, I'm trying to get you to see something. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, who are you, Job? Can it be Job had an ego about himself? We don't really get a good picture of how Job felt about himself before he got sick and before all this stuff happened. We just see how God looked at Job, how the writer looked at Job, hallelujah, amen, how his friends looked at Job. But how did Job feel about himself before all this happened? Hallelujah. Was he too big-headed about himself? Hallelujah. He was the greatest man in all of the East. The scripture never mentions him being humble. Praise God. It's a lot of, I know it's open to a lot of speculations. It might seem like, Elder, you're just throwing stuff out there. Hallelujah, amen. But you got to understand, there's a reason why this text is here, because we ain't all rich. Hallelujah, amen. We ain't all been through the kind of things that Job been through. But God wants us to see something. Every time we're going through something, he wants us to see something within us that needs to be fixed. Hallelujah, something that needs to be worked on. And he will go to extreme measures to get that done. Even after the first wave, he was like, yeah, he still don't shun evil. He's still a good man. He's still this, he's still that, but he does not have an understanding. Hallelujah, amen, that his righteousness is not why he is being blessed. Hallelujah, that the good he does, amen, is not why he is being blessed. Praise God. That's something you're supposed to do anyway. The Bible says in the book of Malachi, these are ordinary ordinances. Hallelujah. When it says ordinances, that's ordinary behavior. Worshiping God is an ordinary behavior. Giving God offering is an ordinary behavior. Being kind to your neighbor and loving one another, that's an ordinary behavior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is going through an extreme measure to twerk this one little thing about Job that, you know, it's not about your works. Hallelujah. Way before Jesus came. Jesus told us many times it wasn't by our works. Hallelujah. Amen. That we receive salvation and deliverance. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is way before the time of Jesus, and he's trying to get Job to see it ain't about your works.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That I bless you. It's about your faith. It's about your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. I bless the work of your hands because of your heart. He said, if you meditate on my word day and night, then everything you put your hand to will be blessed. So first comes the meditation before the work. Hallelujah. See, we try to do the work. Praise God. We try to do the work before we get the word. Hallelujah. We try to serve God before we get an understanding of God. Hallelujah. We try to pull a Martha. Hallelujah. Well, we need help. I'm trying to cook. I'm trying to clean. I'm trying to do this. And Jesus is saying, you need to do what Mary is doing, and that's getting to know me, sitting in my feet and seeking my face.
Right. Well, because we try to fix God's burgers and fries and steak, and, you know, he's looking for oatmeal, eggs, and grits, you know, because we automatically, you know, we think we know what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just simply because either we was taught, we was raised in church, that's what we do. So we jump into action, and we go preach, we go prophesy, we go sing, but yet we haven't sat down and got to know God for ourselves. You know, we just took the pastor's word for it, the preachers. We just took everybody else's word for it, and we ain't sitting down and getting a relationship like Martha did instead of his feet. Amen, hallelujah, to really get an understanding of what God wants from us and wants us to do. Amen, hallelujah. Like Yoda said, you know, it's more to, like the Lord had brought out, it's more to him than just going out there preaching, prophesying, all the outer stuff. It's more to God than that. It's really more to God than just that. You know, some people only see God as far as that, you know, just having a position. You know, when he desires to have a personal relationship with you. You know, he desires, you know,
mm-hmm.
a son, a daughter, not just a servant.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. He wants to know him on a deeper level. Amen, hallelujah. He said, it ain't about positions. It ain't about none of that. You know, God wants an actual relationship with us. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God, an actual relationship. Hallelujah, amen. He don't want a servant, he want a son. Hallelujah, he want a daughter. Praise God, he don't want nobody that's just punching a clock. See, like at my job, once I clock out, I'm done. Hallelujah, amen. I'm not worried about what's going on. Like right now, it's open, they doing business, I'm not worried about it. Hallelujah, why? Because I'm a servant down there. Now, if I was the son of the owner, hallelujah, amen, I would be worried about it, amen, praise God. I hope everything's going good because I'm a son of the owner. This is mine. So I got something invested in this.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So I'd be calling up there right now, what's going on? Everything okay up there? Everything good? Why? Because I'm a son, not a servant. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. We get it twisted because the Bible says that we are to serve, that we are to be humble servants. But what you don't understand is he doesn't want a servant to serve, hallelujah. He wants a son to be a servant, hallelujah. I want you to serve and care, hallelujah, praise God. Not just serve, hallelujah, out of obligation.
Mm-hmm.
praise God, out of this is what I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah, amen. This is what I was told to do. Amen. Instead of this is what I do because this is part of me. Hallelujah. My name is associated with this business. My name is associated with this. Hallelujah, praise God. I am his child. I represent him. Hallelujah, this is part of me. I'm not just going to clock out and go home. The Bible says that the shepherd will stay, hallelujah, and fight off the bears and the wolves and the lions to protect the sheep. But the hired hand, the servant will run away. Hallelujah, I ain't got time for this. I don't get paid for this. Hallelujah, I'm not going to defend these sheep. They're not mine. Praise God, I'm gone. But the shepherd, the one who has something invested, will stay in sight. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants from us. He wants us to be invested. Hallelujah. He wants us to, with somebody, he wants us to stand on the word of God, especially in these. Hallelujah. He wants us to be bold with the word of God. Hallelujah. You ain't scared? Why should I be afraid? Hallelujah. The Bible says that I can drink poison and it won't kill me. Hallelujah. I can get bit by a snake and it won't harm me. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says no weapon formed against me shall prosper. If the three Hebrew boys can get in the fire and not be burnt, hallelujah, and why should I fear what's going on in the world today? Hallelujah. Amen. Am I not a child of God just as they were? Hallelujah, praise God. Are you not a child of God just as they were? Hallelujah, amen. This is what you have to believe. Hallelujah. It starts up here in your mind. If you meditate on my word, in your mind. Hallelujah. We want you to get it in your mind. Hallelujah, amen. That God, amen, is with you all the time. Hallelujah. He has a plan for if. And if you're going through something, he has a plan for you. And if you're going through something, hallelujah, amen, he's trying to get you to see something, he's trying to get you to realize something. Hallelujah, amen. And the reason why it's hidden, the Lord says, is hallelujah, amen. Not all the time that God's trying to get you to see something that is just out there that you just know. You know it's wrong. It might be something you're doing that you think is right. Hallelujah. Amen. But there's a way that seems right to man that's wrong to God. So God has to reveal to you that this is wrong. Hallelujah. And the way he reveals that to you is through them hard times sometimes. Hallelujah, praise God. Remember when they was on the boat and they was going across to the other side and they woke Jesus up and he saw, oh, ye of little faith. Hallelujah, amen. Ye of little faith. Hallelujah, amen. Well, I was like, well, why did you say that, Lord? Praise God. He said, because I said we was going to the other side. Hallelujah. You didn't believe the word of the Lord? Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you believe the word of the Lord? You read it, you hear it on Sundays, praise God. You hear it over the lines. Hallelujah, on the internet, but do you believe it? You preach from it. Hallelujah, amen. And very eloquent sermons, too, but do you believe it? Praise God. Do you really stand on it? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, because if you stand on it, you understand that God is trying to get you to get an understanding, because he says, with all things, get what? An understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Like Elder was saying, like God is trying to, you know, get us to like Joe's understanding of things was off. You know, you know, sometimes it's not even a physical sin. You know, it's just it's a mental. His mental. He had a misunderstanding and misconception. You know of the things of God, you know, the way God thinks, you know, like the Bible says, he said, like the Lord says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways are higher than your ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he has to give us understanding of know, what he needs us to get an understanding of. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And in Job's case, it was, you know, his misconception of, you know, if you do evil, or if you going through something, you must have did something with you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's in Job's case. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's the end of Job chapter 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. I want to go to the phone lines at this time. If everyone on the phone lines, if you have a question, comment, amen, testimony, prayer request, hallelujah. Anybody out there online with a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, amen. We ask that you feel free to do so, hallelujah, at this time. Hey, Sister Montrell, praise God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, we truly thank God for each and every person who called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. Like we said, if you're out there on Facebook Live and you have testimonies and prayer requests, hallelujah, amen, and you didn't want to call into the line, you can feel free to leave them in the comments. Even after the program is no longer live, you can leave it in the comments. We will come back and reply to your comments and put, amen, your testimonies and your prayer requests on the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, when we come back tomorrow, we're probably going to skip ahead a few chapters. Amen. Praise God. In the book of Job. Hallelujah. But that's what we're studying right now, the book of Job. Looking at what he went through as a just and upright man. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Even the things that he went through, what God was trying to get him, hallelujah, to see. And we need to look at ourselves and say, what is God trying to get us to see in these times? Hallelujah. Praise God. Through the hardships that we're going through right now, what are you trying to open my eyes to see? Not about you or you or you, but about me. Hallelujah. What about myself that are you trying to change? Hallelujah. Praise God. And you're using my circumstances, hallelujah, to change me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that word. We thank God for the understanding. Hallelujah. That I understand God ain't even mad at you. I gotta say this real quick. He's not mad. Somebody going through something. He's not mad at you. Hallelujah. He's not going through something because you did something. You might have just tuned in. Hallelujah. But you're not going through something because you did something. Hallelujah. You're going through something, number one, because God trusts you with trouble. He knows that you will stay faithful to his word. Hallelujah, you will forever bless his name and not curse his name, despite your situation. And number two, he's trying to get you to see something about yourself that maybe you don't see. Hallelujah, and he's going to use your situation to point that out. With all things, the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah, they are commanded. Hallelujah, amen. So everything that you are going through is for a reason. The steps that you are going through are already ordered out by God. Hallelujah. And you got to go through the fire. Hallelujah. You got to be tested by the flames to know, amen, that you are truly who a child of God that you say you are. Praise God on today. Amen. So we just truly thank God for each and every person that called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. We're thankful for Brother Darryl. Hallelujah. First Lady Rebecca was on the line today. We're thankful for Sister Montrell. Hallelujah. Out there watching online. I've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And amen. Even when we're not online, y'all get together as a family. Open up your Bible. Read your Bible. Praise God. Go back over the book of Job yourself. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Hallelujah. Amen. Go and see what God might reveal to you in the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And once again, we thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, did you have something before I close? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before you right now, Lord, to tell you thank you. Thank you once again, Lord, for enlightening us with your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your leading and guiding us on a day-to-day basis. And thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. And, Lord, help us to see what you are trying to show us about us. Help us to have the knowledge and the understanding that our situations, hallelujah, amen, are not a result, hallelujah, of our actions, that you are trying to mold us and shape us, hallelujah, into the men and women of God that you want us to be, and you are using our circumstances to do so. And, Lord, we thank you at this time. We praise you, hallelujah, at this time, hallelujah. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed day. Y'all go with God. Hallelujah. And don't forget, praise God, hallelujah, to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide and Uncensored.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood, and I say my...
Yeah, The Black Prince is in the building. I mean,
you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo,
I know it's true.
I'm doing this one for the bishop, though.
His ministry, wine, what up?
We gonna let it live out, you feel me?
For real, yeah,
we're for life, baby. We ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me?
I feel
that's how I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose. Alexis told me that we winning. We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
Yeah. What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel.
Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level.
They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel.
I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit.
Now pay attention.
I feed it and make you listen.
My lyrics single, you tested.
If you ever get to mention,
Alexis told me we winning.
These rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin.
Don't take sense of me and confiscate my pad and pen.
I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I'm really living this. Take it to the crowd. It's like we own a trip. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High. That come with dribbling. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss. No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dip. I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race over.
I'm gonna
win some, lose some.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E?
Y'all looking like y'all really get it.
L-O-O-S-E.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
L-O-S-E. Forget the mention.
What you feel?
What you forgot?
Alexis told me that we winning.
No, you
don't know it already. I'm just playing with you.
What's the
devil? I'm just playing with you. I don't know the definition.
That's what the L, right?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
I'm feeling like a bad man.
Alexis told me that we winning. Yeah.
Look at all this.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Oh, what?
But y'all really need to
I don't understand any words.
Hey,
Alexa.
Like, and
ask,
did I forget to mention? Come on, motherfucker. Alexis told me that we win. Alexis told me that we win.
Too much
sweat
on this train.
I'm
like
the Floyd Mayweather gospel.
What?
You
didn't
get that on the way
out. No, I got it.
And tonight, I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour mouth this gospel any longer. Any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.